Join us today as we dive into the topic of pride and how it subtly destroys personal and family fulfillment. Learn its antidote and how it will help your relationships thrive. We're even going to talk about the wise ancient Stoic philosophers and how they discovered the balance that led to the ultimate fulfillment, or transcendence. Don't miss it, because these concepts are game changers. Hey parents, welcome to Fulfillment Therapy. Do you want to raise your kids better and have a stronger marriage? Are you up late at night researching marriage and parenting tools and self-care tips? Do you start each day hoping for deeper connections and less chaos, but it ends with family arguments and going 12 different directions again? My name's Kendra, wife, mom, therapist, and growth enthusiast. It wasn't until I discovered how to fulfill my unmet needs that I was finally able to show up as my best self, as a spouse and parent. I realized that by meeting my needs, I could more fully meet the needs of my family with more energy and less resentment. In this podcast, I teach parents skills like boundary setting, prioritizing personal needs, communication, and claiming ownership. Just like my clients, you'll be shocked by the improvement in your marriage, parenting, and personal life when you focus on fulfilling your important unmet needs. Ready to prioritize yourself so you can quit mentally throat-punching people? Then grab those earbuds and head outside, and let's rock and talk. Welcome back, listeners, to episode number 107, Walking the Tightrope, Balancing Confidence and Humility. I've wanted to talk about this topic for quite a while now for two reasons. Number one, I taught a lesson on pride in my church just recently, and I was really surprised how many ways I've been unaware that pride has leaked into my life without me even realizing it. And I don't think I'm alone in that, but maybe I am. For your sakes, I hope I am alone in that. But number two, I've noticed this delicate balance that happens when you're growing in both confidence and competence. And as you get older and a little more confident, you move up Maslow's hierarchy of needs into those growth needs. Like I've mentioned before, this is where you find greater fulfillment. But as you move up that pyramid, sometimes we face a new enemy, and that is pride. Really quickly, before we jump into the rest of the episode, I just want to remind you about one-on-one coaching that is available that you can sign up for on fulfillmenttherapy.org. And this is for you if you're looking for that intersection between life coaching and wellness consultation and therapy. Like, maybe you're not quite ready for that sit down and talk about your feelings vibe, and yet you know how important it is to get that accountability and that professional consultation, then this is absolutely for you. You're looking for something a little more directive. You're looking for something with a lot of accountability and a lot of actionable steps that you can just come back and get that next step and have that accelerated growth. Well, if that's what you're looking for, this is for you. For a limited time, that is being offered at a comparable rate to psychotherapy. So go ahead and sign up on fulfillmenttherapy.org. All right, let's launch right in to talking about, now let's jump right into talking about pride specifically. Let's start with talking about a definition of pride, because when we say pride, there's really two types of pride that we're talking about. So there's this negative pride, and this is that excessively high opinion of yourself. And this often goes hand in hand with some arrogance and this lack of humility. This is when you have that inflated sense of importance in your accomplishments or maybe your abilities, and this leads to that condescending attitude towards others. It can be kind of dismissive in nature. Other words for this really helped me when I was looking at that. It can be conceit, boastfulness, superiority, haughtiness, self-importance. It can even be egotistical or selfish or vain. I would say the majority of my clients are often on the other end. And there are elements of pride, even from the bottom looking up, but there's very much this lack of confidence. And as I work with other clients that are a little bit older, a little bit more self-assured, they see these kinds of behaviors coming into their relationships more, especially in their family lives. So I thought it was really important to speak to this today. Now let's talk about the other pride that people talk about. This is a more positive pride, and I wish there were a better word for it in our language, but I'm not aware of one. I've been told that other languages have a better definition of this. But this is where you take joy in the accomplishment of others, like your kids, for example, or even in your own accomplishments, if it's not boastful, but it's more grateful. This often has a view of the big picture and how these things, whatever you're proud of, can help others and contribute to the world. So it's something bigger than yourself. I like to think of it as patting a thing on the back for its goodness or something else outside of yourself versus patting yourself on the back. When we lose sight of the big picture, this can hinder our connection in our relationships, and that can also lead to greater pride. The antidote to this is humility, and I'm going to go into that more in just a minute as well. But pride is the root of so many other character flaws. So maybe you've noticed in your home, maybe you've noticed that there's more contention, or there's more stubbornness or rebelliousness. If those things are popping up, it's likely that one or more, probably even more, members of your family are struggling with pride. And you can explore humility more, and we'll go over some ways that we can grow in humility to counteract that pride. So what is humility? That's the next important step. That's the next important definition. Humility is when we are modest and unassuming, and we're not inflating our sense of self or our self-importance. This is when we have a realistic and modest view of our importance and our abilities and our achievements. Not only that, but there's this openness to learn from others and this willingness to admit our limitations. Humility is when you have that lack of arrogance or pride and that willingness to listen. I'm going to say these three things: listen, learn, and grow. So do you have those qualities like modesty or selflessness or that gratitude? Well, it's not getting caught up in the opinions of others, like that inflated sense of self based on how others see you. It wasn't until I started diving into this topic more that I recognized that I've seen this in my marriage, especially recently. My husband had this unfortunate thing happen at work where somebody hijacked his job, essentially. They went directly to the owners, and they ended up getting his new job instead of him after he'd only been working there for a short time. And since then, I chalked up some of the growing contention in our home to that dynamic, and that might have been part of it. And as I started researching these things, I recognized I am being more defensive. I am not as willing to admit my mistakes. And sometimes I even feel like my needs are more pressing, or they trump his, where he might not be getting paid for work right now as he's looking for another job. Now, there's many layers and elements of this, but maybe you've noticed this in your own life, whatever it might be, whether your spouse lost a job, or maybe it's just something else, that there is just more contention at home. Do you notice greater defensiveness? Do you notice an unwillingness to admit mistakes, or that elevated superiority? You have to be humble enough to be open to it instead of just pointing fingers. That's very important, because we all go up and down when it comes to humility and pride. I want to give you a couple other examples. Like, let's talk about parenting. Maybe you're unwilling to admit mistakes to your children. For example, maybe you blamed them for making a mess that you found out wasn't theirs. Now, did you go back and make amends, or did you say, well, you've done it before, or, well, it makes sense that I would think that because this and this and this? Do you do that, or do you humbly take that moment to acknowledge your mistake? even if you're embarrassed or frustrated. And let me give you another marriage example. Is there a time in your marriage when you refuse to validate your spouse's perspective, maybe because you're feeling angry or stubborn or self-righteous or whatever it is? Like maybe that time when they weren't feeling that you recognized what they were doing after dinner to help out, and there was this pattern of that increasing, and they said, you know what, I just need you to notice those things and say them. Well, do you make excuses or do you validate that? Or maybe it's in your personal life. Like at work, maybe you're not being teachable because you don't see others as being as competent as you are. What helps me in this scenario when I think of these, I'm like, oh man, I'm showing a lot more pride than I realized, even if it's just in my head. Well, one thing that helps me is to remember those mentors that I have, those people that I want to pattern my life after, and they are always so humble. And think about how effective these people are as leaders, even if they're quiet leaders. That is the kind of person we want to be in our homes and in our families and in our personal life. Have you guys ever heard of the Stoics? I love learning about the Stoics. I first heard about this on a podcast, and these are ancient philosophers that really emphasize the importance of virtues and maintaining that like inner tranquility no matter what was happening to them. They believed that pride was a destructive force that led to arrogance and selfishness and that exaggerated sense of self-importance that I've talked about. Do we see that in ourselves? They said that the antidote for that was humility and cultivating wisdom and self-awareness, as well as moral excellence. Don't you love that? I love that these ancient philosophers advocated for these things, and I feel like I want to be a modern-day Stoic. Maybe that's what I should have called this episode. Modern-day Stoics. Let's join the cause and create those kinds of ripples. They believed in the importance of character refinement as this ongoing process of improving our moral and ethical qualities. So how do we do that? Well, my friends, we do that through self-discipline, that introspection, and educating ourselves. Essentially, coming here and listen to these things, or wherever you go to find those things, and always reflecting or praying or meditating on the things that will make you more aligned with your values and bring true and lasting fulfillment. And the last quick thought about the Stoics, they really believe that humility is the key virtue that allowed them to recognize those limitations and embrace their humanity as they sought for that personal growth. All right, friends, how can we heal from this pride? I've already mentioned humility, but there's more to it than that. Well, we can stay humble by practicing gratitude. We can seek feedback, and that is not always comfortable. That is hard and painful sometimes. Even doing that with my podcast or with my teaching or even in my counseling, I often ask my clients, is there anything I could be doing to improve our therapeutic relationship? Is there something I could bring more of or less of? And sometimes they're honest with me and sometimes they're not. But as time goes on and that relationship develops, they often are more and more honest with me, which I appreciate even when it's sometimes hard to hear. We can also stay humble with a growth mindset, as well as apologizing and giving credit where it's due. Sometimes I choke on my words a little bit because sometimes I'm a little stubborn, sadly. Give that credit where it's due. Practice that humility. You can also heal from pride by being open and vulnerable. Whenever we have that openness and vulnerability, that helps us foster those genuine connections and that counteracts pride. All right, now how does this all connect to personal and family fulfillment? When we look beyond ourselves and see the big picture, we're able to cultivate that gratitude and humility. I don't think I've ever told you this before, but there's actually an updated Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that pyramid. And just for the sake of explaining it better, I usually stick with the original one. But in that updated pyramid, the top of the pyramid is transcendence. So what is this? What does this entail? Well, this is more spiritual, and it comes after we found true connection and healing. This is where people transcend their own personal concerns, and they see from this higher perspective. This is where true joy and peace and awareness comes. And it's the highest level of human development where people are really driven to contribute to the greater good and find this meaning beyond themselves. Have you seen that in yourself yet? I know I get glimpses of it at times, but I don't feel like it's this constant yet. This is where people can experience this deep sense of fulfillment and purpose when they connect with something larger than themselves. And this is something like serving or pursuing creative avenues or seeking that spiritual enlightenment. So this is altruism and compassion and selflessness and leaving this lasting legacy. I notice this in a lot of my older clients that they seem to naturally move into this. Like as they grow and experience life, it becomes less and less about them and more about others. So this is transcending your personal concerns and that ego and embraces these higher values and ideals. And this is what brings that profound sense of fulfillment and that inner peace. Many of you know that my highest values involve faith and my belief in God. So for me, that is very connected to my values. It's easy for me to imagine transcendence as being this place of letting that ego go and instead focusing on who God wants you to become and how your strengths and talents can help others. And it's so much more than helping yourself, although it can help yourself too. When we apply all these things that I talked about to personal growth and marriage and even parenting, we can see how pride makes us regress and diminishes our potential and our fulfillment in our personal life and in our families. My clients often ask me a very interesting question. They say, well, how can I make my own needs a priority and still have that transcendence? Because isn't it selfish to focus on our own needs? Like, how do I do that and have that higher level of living? Well, that is a hard question, but I often respond by reminding them that each family member has value, and each person needs to honor and address their neglected needs, every single member. And as family leaders, it's important that we lead by example through that healing and that self-validation and that cultivation of those gifts and talents, while maintaining a balance in that confidence and that humility, while maintaining a balance in time and energy and focus on the things that mattered most, while also healing our unmet needs. It always seems to go back to this balance. Now, do you remember how I started to talk about how as I grew, especially in my podcast and my business and all of these things, as I grew in competence and confidence, I started to notice these subtle shifts where I was patting myself on the back a little bit more, like, oh, good job, Kendra, instead of living a value-led, authentic life where, according to my values, it would be saying something like, God is good and amazing, and I'm so grateful that He has blessed me with these gifts and these talents to help others and to fulfill a greater and higher purpose, to find that transcendence, to find that higher fulfillment, and to become my best self. So how is it that you're living? Do you notice if you're stuck in that egotistical space where you're boasting a little bit more, or you have this inflated view of yourself, and maybe you're feeling a little bit more selfish or conceited, or maybe it's something more subtle. Maybe you just notice an increase in defensiveness, or that unwillingness to admit mistakes and that sense of superiority. Today, we've talked a lot about the dynamics of pride and humility and how this affects our personal growth and our relationships. Only until we really cultivate humility will we be able to begin that transformative journey towards that deeper fulfillment and purpose. My friends, may you embrace a life of humility and authenticity and that genuine connection, and set aside that subtle, destructive pride. The first step in that journey is simply awareness and this willingness to turn towards something greater and higher and holier and more worthwhile. Best of luck, my friends. And I'll see you back, as always, in just a few days. Hey friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, chances are someone else would too. Would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who's looking for greater family fulfillment? And while you're sharing, tell me what you think about the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It refuels me when I hear this podcast is helping you, no matter what your house or your hair looks like. I'll meet you back here every Monday and Thursday morning for more episodes. Until then.